This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Don Gagne.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Israel launched new airstrikes in South Lebanon this morning, just hours after it agreed to a 48-hour suspension of the aerial campaign. Earlier today, a senior military official told NPR that Israel reserves the right to attack threatening targets. The partial suspension came after the bombing yesterday of an apartment building in the southern Lebanese town of Qana. It left more than 50 civilians dead, many of them children. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice urged Israel's Prime Minister Ehud Olmert to order the suspension of the aerial attacks. Rice left Jerusalem this morning, saying she would now pursue a ceasefire and a lasting settlement at the UN Security Council.
As I head back to Washington, I take with me an emerging consensus on what is necessary for both an urgent ceasefire and a lasting settlement. I am convinced we can achieve both this week.
Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. NPR's Mike Schuster joins me now from northern Israel near the Lebanese border. And Mike, with these airstrikes today on Israel's part, does this mean they have not stopped their air campaign?
Well, they haven't stopped it totally, Renee. The limited suspension of their air campaign went into force around 2 a.m. local time. And it had been holding for much of the night and into much of the day. But Israeli military leaders said they reserve the right to strike targets when they saw Hezbollah guerrillas getting ready to launch rockets against Israel or in support of their ground troops. There are still some not far from where I am inside Lebanon. And apparently earlier this afternoon, that's what happened. There were combat air patrols on the part of the Israeli warplanes all day long. And then there were some strikes just across the border to support troops, according to Israeli military officials. But it hasn't been anything like the intense air campaign of the last 2.5 weeks.
What about the actions of Hezbollah? Has it stopped its rocket attacks on Israel?
They haven't stopped either, but they are much diminished from previous days. Yesterday, in fact, there were 156 rockets from Hezbollah that landed on Israel. That's the most in any day of the war. And nearly 100 of them landed on the town of Kiryat Shemona, near where I am. I'm just outside of Kiryat Shemona. For much of the day today, there weren't Hezbollah rocket strikes, but then there were a few, and I think Kiryat Shemona was hit by a couple. No casualties are reported. But it does seem that Hezbollah limited its rocket strikes as well.
There are reports of continuing Israeli ground action inside Lebanon. What do you know about that?
That's also near me. It's near the town of Matula, a few miles up the road from here. And over Saturday night into Sunday morning, the Israelis sent in special forces and infantry toward a place called Ataibe. And there have been some engagements with Hezbollah guerrillas reported yesterday and today. There were a few Israeli wounded. A couple of Israeli tanks were reported to have been hit by anti-tank missiles. So the Israelis continue at a very low level their ground operations in one area, this area inside Lebanon.
And that accounts for some of the dull thudding we're hearing in the background.
Well, the Israelis continue to use their artillery, and it's spread out around here to pound areas just across the border in Lebanon, and they haven't stopped that. Although I'd say that that's also diminished from the way it's been the last few days.
And does it look like this ratcheting down of strikes on both sides could turn into a full-fledged ceasefire?
It's not clear. Some of the parties to this conflict, namely the Lebanese government and many Lebanese, wanted to lead to a ceasefire. There are some who are speaking for Hezbollah who say they wanted to lead to a ceasefire. And Secretary of State Rice suggested that she would urgently seek a ceasefire sometime this week in New York at the Security Council. But the Israeli leadership says no ceasefire now, and they want 10 to 14 more days to finish the job. So right now there's not agreement, and it's hard to tell whether a ceasefire will soon come into force.
Thanks very much. NPR's Mike Schuster speaking from northern Israel near the Lebanese border.